goes down. Let's praise him. Hallelujah. Oh, let us praise him. Yes, we praise him. Oh, we praise him in the morning. Praise him in the noontime. Praise him. Let us praise him. Let us praise him when the sun goes down. Let us serve him. Hallelujah. Let us serve him. Let us serve him.
I will
serve him in the morning. Serve him in the noontime. Serve him. Yes, I
serve him. I will serve him when the sun goes down.
Amen, amen. It's good to be here tonight. Looking forward to what God's going to do.
Amen.
We've got the words here. Yes. You know, Brother Branham said that statement. He said when the hat wasn't in the right place, he said, you know what I'm waiting for. Well, I won't have to wait no more now. No. Words here tonight. Amen. We're looking forward to what God's going to do. We got some guests, some visitors, some special things like that. Yes. So we'll just sing one more and get ready to start moving this thing along. I'm excited.
Amen.
I'm excited. Good to see our brothers from... Our brothers.
Yes.
Amen. Brothers from Kentucky. And then we got Sister Yap here as well with her son and daughter.
Amen.
So God bless them. So we'll move it on. But I want to sing, I really love the Lord. The key of C. The key of C. I really love the Lord.
Amen.
Song says, I really love the Lord. You don't know what he's done for me.
Amen.
Gave me the victory.
He gave
it to me.
Yes.
I really love him.
Yes.
Amen. 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 I really love the Lord. Yes, I really love the Lord. Oh, you done for me. He gave me the victory. I love him. I love him. I really love. Come on up, sister. We want to hear from you. Come on up. We want to hear from you. Yes. Yes. Yeah. Any mic you want. We're happy to see you.
Amen.
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 Praise the Lord. Praise God. God is good.
Yes.
Yeah. It's good to be back. And so nice to see you again. You know, it's always good to be in the house of the Lord. And it's a great privilege to be able to have fellowship with some brethren on the other side of the world before the marriage supper, you know. And, you know, before we travel here, I asked my daughter, Ruth Azena, to find a cheaper flight because we're three. It's cost a lot. And praise God, he find cheaper than the normal rate.
Amen.
But we had a long journey.
Yes, sir.
We had 11 hours layover in Taiwan. Oh, yeah, plus another 8 hours in LAX. It's quite hard and struggle in our part. You know, we slept in the airport, but when you reach your destination, all the struggles and obstacles seem so small.
Yes.
And we're so thankful, we're so grateful that we're here, we have fellowship with you. And you know another thing, when we were in LAX, we didn't even know until we were packing up from Denver going here. We left. We were missing the laptop of my son. Yeah, we left him. We were missing the laptop. So my daughter suddenly sent an email to, I don't know what's that, but in LAX. But praise God, just yesterday or the other day, they answered back and they said that there's a possible match up. Yeah, there's possible match. So I'm so grateful and praying that we will recover that laptop.
Amen.
And you know, we're so glad to be here. But the sad thing is Brother Yap is not with us. He's now in glory. He promoted to glory. But you know, when Brother Yap passed away, it's hard. Yeah, it's not easy. I've been through a lot. And also the church, we've been through the process of transition and still in the process of transition, but we're just trusting the Lord.
Amen.
That, yeah, in our journey, we're trusting the Lord. And I believe
Amen.
That every one of us, we have our own different trials and struggles in this life journey. But the good thing is we know that we have a great God who is in control.
That's right.
He can turn bad situations into something good and ugly situations into something more beautiful.
Yes.
Because we believe and we're holding on to his promises that all things will work together for good. Because we love the Lord. That's why I'm so grateful and I believe that God will be always with us. That's his promise. He will never leave us nor forsake us. And those trials are for our own good. And we know that the trials of our faith is much more precious than of gold. Yeah, I do believe that if someone give us a piece of gold, we'll be so happy and we'll jump into joy. And we're going back to the center and we say that we're so thankful. But the trials of our faith is much more precious than of gold, that perishes. That's why I'm so grateful. And I'm just so happy.
Amen.
My heart is full of joy that I see you again. Although Brother Yap is not here, but I'm glad that my youngest daughter, Azen, and my son, William Isaac, and also my siblings from Louisiana, they are with me. So grateful. I just want to sing a song. Can I sing a song?
Yes. Sing.
Okay. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Life is easy When you're up on the mountain, you've got peace of mind like you've ever known. But things change when you're down in the valley. Don't lose faith, for you're never alone. For the God of the mountain is still God in the valley. When things go wrong, make them right. And the God of the good time is still God in the bad times. The God of the day is still God in the night. You talk of faith when you're up on the mountain, but talk comes so easy when life's at its best. Now you're down in the valley of trials and temptations. That's where your faith is really put to a test. For the God of the mountain is still God in the valley. When things go wrong, He'll make them right. And the God of the good times is still God in the bad times. The God of the day is still God in the night. The God of the day is still God in the night. To God be all the glory.
This song that was last week, so let's try to sing this. To God be the glory. It's like, you know, like every time I get up here, it makes me nervous, because like, again, you know, these people are the Word of God, you know, and these people are so sacred to me, because you know, like, this is amazing people. This is the bride of Christ. This is the ambassador of Christ. You know, so it's not like, okay, you just get up and see what, not like that, you know, so I want to be like reverent here, and so, you know, so I'm going to try to sing the song.
Thank you.
Let not your heart be troubled. His tender word I hear, and resting on his goodness, I lose my doubts and fears. Though by the path he leadeth, but one step I missing, his eyes is on the sparrow, and I know he watches me.
Testimonies. Thank you for the song. Yes, sir. You can. You'll be the last one. That'd be perfect.
You know, I'm thankful for this understanding.
Amen.
For this revelation. You know, these songs mean something. Probably more than the ones that wrote it. Means more now. They wrote it by inspiration, but we understand it. We see the reality of it. I'm so thankful that I know that he dwells within me. Satan's lost all hope. I'm so free, I about feel guilty. You know, it should be something somewhere that bothers me, but there isn't.
Right.
You know, when our loved ones go, we know where they're at. When the trials come, we know that we're going to get gold out of it.
Yeah.
When
Amen.
Whatever this life holds,
yes.
Like I say, I don't even like to give Satan any glory. It's just life. Ups and downs, in and out, problems.
Yeah.
Born of a woman, few days full of trouble. That's just the way it is. But I'm so thankful that God has my every step.
Yes.
And I'm so thankful that I'm free.
Amen.
That I'm born free. Brother Childers always said, you know, I'm born free. My new birth set me free.
Yes.
I'll never come into condemnation ever again. I'm glory bound, and I know it. And I rejoice in it. And it kind of bothers me that I can't get it all out. You know, you get little snippets here and there, but, you know, this is my life full of God revealing himself to me, you know, day by day, night by night. And I think, Lord, you give me so much. And I'm so thankful for it. And I'm so praising for it. Amen.
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 We're going to sing, It Is Well With My Soul. And we'll turn it over to Pastor Moore to direct the rest of the service. Amen. Key of C. It is well with my soul.
When peace like a river my soul.
With my soul.
Yes, it is well.
It is well.
Oh, with my soul.
With my soul.
It is well. It is well. With my soul. In the clouds, hallelujah. The clouds be rolled back as a scroll. The trump shall resound. Yes, the trump shall resound. Yes, it is well.
It is well.
With my soul.
With my soul.
It is well. It is well. With my soul. What are we all waiting on? The Lord haste today. And Lord, haste the day when the babe shall be sign. The clouds be rolled back as a scroll. For the trumpet shall resound, and he has, the Lord has descended, even so it is well with my soul, for it is be seated. I think we need to update this song. I read that verse and I was singing that verse, and like Brother Don said, when they wrote it, they understood it, but they didn't understand it like we understand it. And Lord, haste the day when the faith shall be sight. The clouds, they roll back as a scroll. The trump has
resounded. And the Lord has descended. Oh, it makes a song, it makes it sound altogether different. It makes it reason why it is well with my soul. Because the shout, the trumpet, and the voice all happened in his coming. I like saying that now. Brother Spivey, I used to say we've had the shout. And we've had the voice. The shout was the prophet. The voice is in the bride. And forever. I'll share this and I'm going to sit down. Because this will make you printable. This will make you want to preach. I always said, because Brother Brown talked about 3 minutes to midnight. I always said we are 2/3 the way there. Because we still got to wait on the trumpet. Because Brother Branham said the trumpet is a gathering. And so I preached, and I always preached, and I talked about it, and I talked about it, and I got in front of my congregation. They all know this. They laugh at me now. God don't give me no revelations in the closet. He doesn't when he's standing around. I stand in front of the congregation. I was right in the middle of the congregation right here. I was standing right here. And I was putting my creed out there. And God stopped me mid-sentence. See, when God stops me, y'all might think I'm just thinking. But usually when that happens, he's talking to me and telling me something that I don't know. And I was standing right here, and I had the quote right. I brought it, but I was interpreting it. And I was getting ready to say, we've had the shout, we've had the voice, and all we're waiting on is the trump. God said, nope. And I had to quote where Brother Branham said he does all three in his coming. And I was putting a trump. See, the devil don't mind you putting it down the road. He wants you to put it down the road. I was putting it down the road. I was putting together. I was trying to put the uniting of the bride, the living and the sleeping bride together down the road. Well, he does all three in his coming. He came in 63. So either the shout, the voice, and the trump came, or it didn't. Either the living and the dead were united, or they're not. And the living and the dead are united because the opening of the seals united us both together. It brought us to the same revelation, the same message, the same God, the same anointing, the same. We even have the same wants. I want a glorified body. They want a glorified body. I want to unite with them. They want to unite with me. And then I started realizing that the opening of the seals, it tore down all of those walls of partition where Luther didn't understand Wesley. Wesley didn't understand Luther. Wesley didn't understand Pentecost. But at the opening of the seals, it tore down all those walls, and looked at Wesley and said, oh, wow, you were part of this the whole time. And Wesley looked at Luther and said, Luther, I'm so sorry. I said you weren't going to heaven because you smoked. And Pentecost looked at Wesley, because now he had an understanding at the opening of the seals, because you know the seals opened in heaven before they opened down here. They got it before we did. So then when Pentecost looked at Wesleyans and said, you know what? I didn't think you were going because you didn't speak in tongue. I am so sorry. So the opening of the seals brought the shout, the voice, and the trump. And the uniting that we'll do it physically. But we're united now. We're on the same page now. We're singing the same song now in the book of Revelations. The dead saints and the living saints are singing the same song. We're looking for the same thing. They want a body. We want a body. They want a marriage supper. We want a marriage supper. They want this thing wrapped up just as bad as we do. Now the entire bride body is singing the same thing. All that came to my understanding while I was standing right here. And I just stopped, and the congregation's looking at me, and I can't hide it. You know, when I get something, I can't hide it. I don't have a poker face. So they knew I didn't know it. Because they didn't either. Because I told them, I said, y'all can't know it if I didn't know it. The leader gets it first, and then the congregation gets it. So don't sit out there and act like, oh, yeah, I already knew that. No, none of us knew it. But that's what said, this song needs to be updated. The trump has resounded, and the Lord has descended already. Even so, it's still well with my soul. Well, I ain't here to preach. I got the weekend off. Huh? What? Thank you, Praveen.
There it is. Wow.
Thank you. All right. The I am present tense.
Amen.
Don't sing something that doesn't match your day. And when you recognize it, fix it. I thank God for these guys that know what they're doing. Well, I'm not here to preach this weekend. I got the weekend off. So I got two well-able ministers. Brother Mendel's going to minister for us tonight, and Brother Delmar Spivey is going to minister for us tomorrow. But I do want to welcome the Yap family. And Sister Lisa. This is Sister Lisa's first time here. And would you like to say anything? Well, come on. We got time. We ain't got nothing to do for the next 2 days but serve God. You come too far to not say nothing. I found out yesterday she can talk. So I was like, okay, she can say something.
Yeah, it's nice to be here to see you face to face. Yeah, like the pastor said, I came too far without saying anything. I think I have to say something.
That's right.
Well, I just feel happy to see y'all here, and your great pastor really, really blessed to me, you know, and the sister and brother in Christ, the church is very, very, very interesting to me when I see it, you know, in person, you know. I've been here 2 times already. This is the 3 times, but I just heard about Pierrebonne Church, but I never been. But I guess this is the right time.
That's
with
right.
My sister and my nephew and niece to be here to see y'all, to meet the lovely wife of the pastor, the congregation, and like the Ecclesiastes 3:11 says, everything is in the right time. I guess this is the right time.
Yes,
and
it
everything,
is.
You know, my testimony is goes to the Lord. Like sometimes we have like prayer or desire in our heart, like we're saying, why is not now? I want now, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But the God say, you're not ready for that right now.
Right.
Soon I will show you when and the right time. And the right time came. And this is the right time.
It is.
And thank you so much. And thank you for the lovely wife that she made us a good and special supper yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, I was really appreciated. And the pastor.
Mm-hmm.
And thank you so much. Thank you. God to be the glory.
Amen. Amen. Now, you two don't have to say something, but we have young people here that could use to tell them that there's people that believe this over there in the Philippines, but if you don't want to say it, I'll tell them. There's believers in the Philippines. So we're going to have, good to have you all here, and we're going to turn this over to Brother Mendel, and we're going to reserve Brother Spive. Like a good can of peaches. We're going to sing, We Need to Hear from You. And because that's what we want, that's what we come to do. We come to hear from God. And if we can hear from God, then we've got a great thing on our hands. Amen. We need to hear from you. We need a word from you. If we don't hear
show us your perfect way. There is no other way that we can live.
One more time. Tonight. You love him? Amen. You can be seated. Amen. I won't keep you standing because I have a lot of things to say probably before and not much to say in a message tonight. But it's good to be back in Fairborn. Good to be back with you folks up here. Amen. I appreciate you allowing me to come back and be able to stand here one more time and deliver to you the Word of God for this day. Amen. Because I love Him. I love it. I appreciate it. And I just thank God for each and every one of you. Amen. Praise God for your pastor. Amen. For allowing me to come back. And I thank God for my elder brother Spivey coming with me. Amen. We had a good trip up here. And amen. First thing you know, we leave Russellville and we get to Bowling Green, start talking about the Word of God, and next thing you know, we look up and we're in Louisville, you know. So God's good to us, you know. And that's the way it's going to be when we get out of this world. We're all going to be talking about this message. We're going to walk right out over yonder. Can you say amen? I believe that. Amen. And greetings from True Gospel Tabernacle in Kentucky. Amen. And I know my pastor's probably watching tonight, and thank God for him. Amen. Appreciate him and all, amen, at the church in Kentucky, amen. They send their greetings and their blessings to you. Amen. I love the Lord. I love being a part of this message, amen, because it's the greatest thing that's ever happened to me. Amen. And, you know, that's, when God moves in your life, when you can just say it's all God, here it is, He's done it all. I can't do anything else. I can't change. I can't make one hair black or white. I can't change nothing. It's all settled. And thank God He settled it for me. Amen. Thank God He sent men my way with a message to settle it for me. Thank God He sent men my way to influence me to walk in this direction, to influence me to recognize the condition my life was in and that He could change it. I couldn't change nothing. I couldn't do it. I could come to an altar. I could repent. I could be baptized 50 times. And it couldn't change nothing, but He done it all. When did He do it? At Calvary. Can you say amen? I appreciate God tonight. I'd like to make a request of you tonight before I get started. I'd like for y'all to pray for my wife. Amen. She's been dealing with a lot of sickness since back at the first of the year when she had her gallbladder removed. She's been dealing with a lot of sickness. But God knows all that, and God's the healer and the deliverer. Amen. Amen. But she went and had a mammogram the other day and didn't get good results. They wanted her to come back for further testing. But I know that those tests can be all right. Can you say amen? I know they are all right. Not can be. I know they are, because He said He already done it. By His stripes we are healed. Were healed.
Amen. You, however you want to say it, it's already done. It's already taken care of. And you know, that's something that just comforts my soul. Amen. It comforts my soul, and when my soul is comforted, my flesh is comforted. Amen. I'm comforted in the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. I hope I can say something here for just a little bit tonight to help you, to help us. Amen. Just take one step further. Make things a little brighter. And you say amen, because we walk around out here in a dark and dismal world. It was a beautiful day today, sun shining, but it's still a dark world. And you say amen. But I love the Lord, and I'm glad He is the light. But you know what? He come looking for a light, and He found it right here. He found a light in me. Amen. He said, ye are the city that's set up on a hill. Ye are the light of the house that's set up on the mantle. Can you say amen? It cannot be hid. Amen. And I thank Him for that tonight. Amen. We've been in Kentucky. We've been preaching on artificial intelligence. Amen. And that is a big subject. You say, well, what's that got to do with the bride? What's that got to do? It's got a lot to do with it. It's got a lot to do with it, because a lot of people depend on artificial intelligence to get them to say that they're born again. Thank God I don't look to that. Thank God artificial intelligence hadn't pointed me to Jesus Christ. It's an intelligence that was before the foundation of the world. The intelligence that was sitting there as a thought. As a thought in God's mind. That intelligence is what brought me to where I'm at today. Can you say amen? And that intelligence is what influenced me to be what I am today. To reach forward and take a hold of what's mine. To be able to claim what is mine. To be able to claim my loved ones. Can you say amen? That thought influenced me. Can you say amen? And if I had a thought tonight, it would be eternal influence. Because it's an eternal influence that brings us to where we are today. It's an eternal influence that keeps us pressing forward. It's an eternal influence that lets us know who we really are. Can you say amen? Can you say amen? It's that eternal influence. And if I could read a scripture tonight, Brother Michael preached a wonderful message last Sunday, and he read a scripture that really struck me. Because I'm going to go somewhere tonight, and I don't want you to get discouraged. Because I'm going all the way back. All the way back before the beginning. Come on now. Amen. All the way back to the thought of God's mind. Was that really the beginning? Because eternity, Brother Branham said, had no beginning and it had no ending. So I'm going back to before. Amen. There was a beginning. Can you say amen? Because beginning, when you put a beginning on, you put time on there. You lay time down. You put a stamp on it. Can you say amen? But this is an eternal influence. Can you say amen? In the book of Job, I want us to read in chapter 38. First of all, I want to read the first three verses. In the book of Job, it says, then the Lord answered Job out of the whirlwind and said, oh my. We could stop right there and we could preach on what God said out of the whirlwind. He spoke three chapters out of the whirlwind. Amen. And he began to express to Job who he was. What was he doing? He was influencing Job on who he really was. What he could be. Job had done went to a place and done come to a place that he had sat here in sackcloth and ashes, and his friends had done discarded him. They'd done blamed him and accused him of things that he hadn't done. His own wife, amen, that done turned against him and said, "Why don't you just curse God and die?" And you say, "Amen." He done lost all of his children, done lost all of his wealth. He done lost everything. But God was trying to show him a furtherance than he had ever been in his life. Can you say amen? Now, I'm not really here to preach about Job, but I'm here to show you, amen, that we have been in a Job spot sometimes. We've been there before, amen, but there's something had to influence us to get up and to get out of it. Can you say amen? Something had to influence us that we didn't have to stay there. We didn't have to stay down. We didn't have to let our loved ones go. Can you say amen? There's an influence in the Word of God that influenced me to know that I've got a token for my loved ones today. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Ain't he good? But he said, "Who is that that darkeneth the counsel of the words without knowledge? Gird up thy loins. Gird up now thy loins like a man. For I demand of thee, and answer thou me." Amen. God said, "I'm demanding something from you. I'm fixing to tell you something. I'm fixing to ask you a bunch of questions." Amen. And I sat here and I've read these questions. And my, my. God is asking Job just one right after another. Who can do this? Who can do that? Who can do this? Who can do that? What can you do? Do you doubt who I am? And you say, "Man, how many of us don't doubt who God is tonight?" Because somebody influenced us above and beyond what the world says you can do. Somebody influenced me to step out on a message one day. Somebody influenced me to step out on God's Word and said, "I am, thus saith the Lord. I am the one. I am God in flesh. I am the one that stands here. I am the light of the world. I am the influence, the only influence of God that you're going to see in this hour." Amen. Hallelujah. But he goes on down to verse 31, and this is the verse that Brother Michael read, and I liked it, and it takes me back to the first Bible. Amen. How many knows what the first Bible was? The stars. Can you say amen? It says, verse 31 says, "Canst thou bind the sweet influence of Pleiades, or loose the bands of Orion?" Amen. And when I began to look at that and began to listen to Brother Michael and I began to think about it on myself, I said, "Oh my, this is going to fit right in with the thought that I had when Brother Spivey asked me, said, what we're going to preach on in Ohio." Amen. I said, "Well, my thought is, after Demer Jr. got done preaching that Sunday morning, I said, my thought is eternal influence." Because what is Pleiades? Pleiades is a constellation of stars. Seven stars, recognized as seven sisters, which represents seven church ages. Can you say amen? Amen. But these seven stars are the... When you look at these stars, you can look inside that constellation, and there's more than seven. You say, "Well, there's more than seven of them, brother." But these seven came out from God. And Brother Branham said, a star is set in a socket and it cannot be moved. Can you say amen? These seven stars was eternal and set in that socket and could not be moved. And they brought an influence upon people back in that, upon, because that's the Bible. That was a constellation that God set there for them to recognize that not only we have seven church ages, but they had seven church ages also. Can you say amen? My God does nothing without doing it once before. Can you say amen? If he's done it once, Brother Branham said, he will do it the same way again. Amen. But this constellation, I begin to think about it, and I begin to think about what they saw. And if you read the book of Job and look at the book of Job, Brother Branham said the book of Job was the oldest book in the Bible. Before the book of Genesis. They had that. The only Bible that Job had was the star. But there came along one day that took those stars. That sat down out there and he studied those stars. And he walked with God, my Bible teaches me. He walked with God and he was not. Amen. Amen. God took him. Why? Because he had a testimony that pleased God. And that was Enoch. And who is Enoch? He's my type. He's me. I can preach about Enoch. Can you say amen? Even though he was back there, I'm up here. We're still doing the same thing. Can you say amen? Enoch took those stars. He said, sit down. I can just see him now. Sitting out there on that side of that hill. Looking up at Pallades. Looking at the seven church ages. He'd look over here at the bands of Orion. He'd look at the chambers from down south. Amen. He would look at all these constellations of stars. And he would begin to take them, Brother Spivey. And he began to speak the word that they revealed to him. And something began to manifest on the ground. Something began to come up out of the earth. Amen. Like Brother Branham said, that mountain's going to usher up out of the earth. Amen. And that capstone's going to come. And he's going to sit down right up on. Who is that capstone? That capstone is me. Hallelujah. That capstone is this message of this hour. Glory to God. But Enoch began to sit out there. And he began to look at those constellations. And he began to speak. And things began to come together. Amen. He began to create something. I begin to think, what happened here? God took his word and he influenced his seed to begin to create. God took his word in the book of Genesis. Brother Spivey made a statement. He said, you know, he said, there's a lot in that book of Genesis, ain't it? I said they didn't call it the seed book for nothing. Can you say amen? Every seed of every thought, of every process, of anything that's ever been thought is in the book of Genesis. Can you say amen? Because it has to be, because if it was a thought, if it was a seed, it had to be planted there. And God took that seed and he spoke to it. And what was inside of there began to be influenced to grow. Can you say amen? He spoke to the ground and the ground began to produce. Why? Because what created it, what thought about it, what brought it into its own existence, amen, was speaking to it and influencing it. It had an influence. It didn't have no choice but to grow. It didn't have no choice but to manifest. It didn't have no choice but to be what it was. Can you say amen? He spoke to the waters and the fish began to swim. Amen. He spoke to the mountains and they began to come up out of the earth. Amen. He spoke to the sun and the moon and they began to change the difference between day and night. Can you say amen? Hallelujah. Why? Because it was all being influenced by his eternal thought. All being influenced by an eternal thought. Can you say amen? I began to go back and think that whenever God's word, whenever God began to speak, something began to create. Something began to happen. Amen. Let's just look at Noah for just a minute, just a second. Amen. What happened when God spoke to him? Amen. What happened when God looked down on him and said Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord? When God spoke to him, something began to be building out there. When God spoke to him, lumber began to come together. Trees began to fall. Lumber began to be hewed out of them. He began to build something that the world had never seen before. Can you say amen? He began to build a boat. Amen. Where did you get the influence to build this boat? Something told me it was going to rain. I got an influence. I'm going to build a boat. He told me to build me one for the saving of my household. And you know what? I done it. God told me one day, he said, get busy, boy. He said, get to preaching this word for the saving of your household, for the saving of your loved ones. I didn't bring you down here to this earth to be a drunk. I didn't bring you down here to this earth to be a whoremonger. I didn't bring you down here to this earth to run and to run after the world. He said, I brought you down here to this world, and the devil has tried to take you, but I've kept you until this appointed time, until this appointed hour. Amen. And now it's time for you to fall under the influence of the Word of God. Thus said the Lord, of the message that I have, so that you can save your household. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. We hear about a token, you know, and you know, there's so much in the Scripture that I'm influenced by. But God, look here, and I look how where Job come from, and where he had been, and even though Job could stand and say, he said, though the skin worms eat my flesh, though the skin worms eat my flesh, yet I know that in my flesh I'll see God. He had an influence on the inside of the inside. But that still wasn't enough. He still was down there, and God began to speak to him. God began to ask him, who are you? Who am I? He said, I'm going to ask you the questions that I'm going to expect you to answer. Amen. But and God began to talk to him, and Job come to a place, and the Bible said Job answered the Lord. And he said, I'm vile. Can you say amen? Let me go there and find that scripture real quick. Can I do that? Is this all right? Is this all right tonight? Now, I hadn't preached up here in a long time, and I know y'all a lot further down the road than I am, and I always considered myself the least among the saints. But I love the Lord tonight. I love preaching. I love the atmosphere. I appreciate the atmosphere that was created tonight by the Word of God. Can you say amen? By the singing. I sat here and I listened to the songs being played, just the music being played on the organ and on the guitars and the violin and the piano and everything, and it brought such a sweet peace. It brought such a sweet peace. There's no reason anybody couldn't preach tonight. There's no reason that anybody couldn't get up here and give God glory and praise tonight, because He's worthy. And you say, man, even those that's gone on before us, they're just right about here, and they're worshiping with us tonight. They're here. They're here. Glory to God. They're here. Woo. And then Job answered the Lord and said, behold, I am vile. What shall I answer thee? I will lay my hand upon my mouth. Once have I spoken, but I will not answer, yea, twice, but I will proceed no further. Job wasn't going to step out on his faith any more than he had. He wasn't going to put it out there, all these things that God was. Why? Because he was afraid of what others would say. He'd done been through so much, he didn't know if he could take any more persecution. He didn't know if he could take any more. Amen. But God said, I'm not done with you yet. He told him again. He said once again, he said, Therefore answered the Lord unto Job out of the whirlwind and said, speaking to him a second time, not enough, Job. What I said the first time wasn't enough. Was it not enough for you, Job? Can you not believe in what I'm doing? You have the authority, Job. You have all authority. Amen. Jesus told the disciples, whatever you bind on earth, I'll bind in heaven. Do you think that they took it lightly? I don't even take it lightly, because I know who I am. It influenced me to stand up and say that if I say your sins are forgiven, they are forgiven. And if I say they are retained, they are retained. Amen. I'm that influenced by the Word of God. Do I get criticized for saying it like that? Yes, I do. But it's the truth. He told me. He told me I could. What did he tell? What did he tell Peter? Now, you're talking about an eternal influence. What did he tell Peter in chapter 16 of Matthew? We know the story well. Amen. He told Peter, he asked the disciples, said, who do men say that I am? Some say you're Elijah, some say you're Jeremiah, some say you're John the Baptist, some say you're this and that. He said, but that doesn't matter. He said, but who do you say
Who are you influenced to say? What are you influenced by to say of who I am? Peter stepped up and said, Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. And listen now, if you study the Scripture, you'll find that Peter was a lawman. Even though he was an ignorant, unlearned fisherman, he still learned from his mom and daddy what the law was. Because, buddy, he debated it in many times in the Scripture. Can you say amen? In one time, he sat up on a housetop. God let down a sheet to him to let him see a vision, to give him an eternal influence. Can you say amen? Peter sort of refused that eternal influence, did he not? Amen. He let him down. He said, all manner of unclean beasts in there. Peter said, and the voice said, rise, kill and eat. Can you say amen? Peter said, not so, Lord. I've never done that. I've never touched anything vile like that. And you say, man, he said, call not that thou common and unclean that I've cleansed. Amen. I'm influencing you to get up and to go down to Cornelius' house. You got a job to do. You got a people to lay an influence on. You got to make an eternal influence to these people that they can recognize their day and their message. Hallelujah. Amen. But Peter said, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. He said, Peter, flesh and blood didn't influence you to say that. Oh, my. Flesh and blood didn't influence you to say that. AI didn't influence you to say that. Nothing in this world influenced you. He said, only but my Father which is in heaven. That's an eternal influence right there. That come from eternity. Amen. Something spoke to me. Amen. From eternity and said, say that. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Glory to God. Amen. But we look at the stars and the constellations up there, and Enoch began to put them into a form. And you know what Enoch created with that word out there? He created something that was tangible that you can go and see today. The pyramid. It is eternal. It will always be here. It's God's word. It is eternal. And it was influenced by the stars. Can you say amen? Which come. That Bible. That the stars was the first Bible. The pyramid was the second Bible. Can you say amen? Which influenced the third Bible, the written word of God. And here we are today as the same type of Enoch, looking into the revelations of this word of God. Looking into the message that this Word of God has for us today. Influencing us to step out and manifest the fullness of Thus saith the Lord. To manifest the fullness of God. Manifest Him to His very all, to His greatest thought that He ever had. What does the Bible say in the book of Colossians? Amen. It said all things were made by Him. And for Him, can you say amen? All things were in Him. Amen. He poured all that God was, He poured into Christ. But not like this, He didn't stop there. All that Christ was, He poured into the church. Hallelujah. Woo! Glory. Oh, hallelujah. He poured it into me that I could be the influence of today. Hallelujah. I'm taking the word. I'm creating something eternal, Brother Spivey. I'm creating something that's eternal in this hour. I'm speaking the word, and there's nothing that can change it. People need to be quoting after me. Hallelujah. They need to be quoting after me. They need to be quoting after you. We don't need to just say we're quoting after a prophet. Amen, because the bride is the one speaking today. Amen. I am the voice of this hour. Amen. Lord of God. God has spoken. He said, I demand an answer. See, God was talking to Job. And it's like it's been said before. A lot of people want God to talk to them. Or they want to talk to God. Let me put it that way. But they don't want to let God talk back to them. And that's what Job didn't want. Job didn't want to carry a conversation with God. But in the last chapter of the book of Job, in chapter 42, Job says, I'm going to ask you a question, and I'm going to let you answer me. Me and you fixing to have ourselves a heart-to-heart on. Lord, me and you fixing to sit down and have ourselves a talk. Because I know something now. You find that influence finally reached down into my soul. It's not about my flesh anymore. I done suffered all the things this flesh can suffer. I done been through all the things that this flesh could possibly go through. We talk about the trials and tribulations of Job. Amen. Yes, we faced a few things, but we ain't faced nothing like he has. Can you say amen? But let me tell you something. He come to him. God spoke to him. His three friends come to him. His fourth friend come to him. And they couldn't get him through. His wife left him. She couldn't threaten to leave him and make him and get him through. Can you get him up off that ass heap? But let me tell you something. God come to him, spoke to him out of a whirlwind. Amen. How many knows when God speaks, things begin to happen? Amen. You know, when he spoke to the wind and he looked out there in that valley of dry bones. Woo, glory to God. Oh my. Hey, man, when he looked out there in that valley of dry bones, and he told that prophet, he said, speak to the wind. And that wind said, speak to them bones, and bone come to bone. Hallelujah. Said, speak to them, and said, sinew come upon them bones. Amen. Then he said, speak to the wind. When he spoke to the wind, hallelujah. Oh, my, life come. Influence come. The influence of life eternal come. And there was a mighty army rose up. Let me tell you something, church. This has touched me. And I want to be able to look at my children. And I want to look at my wife. And I want to take away her fear that she's going to hear, that she's facing right now. And if she's listening, honey, you just be... I want you to be influenced to take away all the fear of them tests, because they are okay. They're okay, Brother Moore. Y'all forgive me. Oh, but ain't nothing. If I can't cry, then I can't preach. It's time to get emotional. It's time to talk to God. It's time to get serious about God and let His eternal living. You know, well, I take this scripture right here and I can look back through it. You say, well, you're talking about a man named Job that was before the book of Genesis. Can you say amen? Yes, I am. But I'm bringing him up here today. Can you say amen? Because God's still speaking today. Amen. Because I want to read you another scripture. Amen. Can I read you one more? Amen. And after the second time God spoke to Job, the Bible says, Job answered the Lord and said. Now listen to what he said this time. First time he said, I'm vile. I'm going to put my hand on my mouth. I'm not going to say nothing. I'm not saying nothing. Because I don't feel worthy. I also find in the scripture another man found himself unworthy. He said, lo, I'm a man of unclean lips. Amen. And then God sent a cherubim over to pick a coal up out of the fire. And pick it up, and he laid it upon his lips. And said, thy iniquity is taken from thee. Hallelujah. Glory to God, thy iniquity is gone. Amen. We know what iniquity is, don't we? Amen. We know what that is, knowing to do good and doing it not. Hallelujah. But let's look at what Job said. He said, I know that thou canst do in everything. Sort of changed the tune a little bit, didn't he? He'd been influenced to change his mind just a little bit. He said, I know that thou canst do everything and that no thought can be withholden from thee. Who is he that hideth counsel without knowledge? Therefore I have uttered that I understood not things too wonderful for me which I knew not. Hear, I beseech thee, and I will speak. I will demand of thee and declare thou unto me. I'm going to ask you the questions now, Lord. And I'm going to sit here and let you answer me back. I'm going to let you talk to me. I'm willing now. Amen. When we are willing to let God take care of it and quit trying to put our hands in it, brother. Amen. And let God take His hand and take and move the situation. Come down and just influence. Amen. When we get influenced enough by His eternal word to know that whatever we say, He will do. He said, whatever you ask in my name, and faith believing, I will do it. Is that what He said? I'm just crazy enough to believe that. I'm just influenced enough by His word to believe that. Oh, He said it. Do I have fear of things sometimes? Yes, I do. Do I get slapped down sometimes? I do. But He influenced me enough to get back up and let Him talk to me. Amen. And you know, it's when you have the two-way conversation that things happen. When you have that open communication to say, Lord, I'm going to let You speak to me. And I'm going to listen to You. And I'm going to talk back to You. We're going to talk to one another. And we're going to have a conversation. I drive down the road having conversations with the Lord. I walk through work having conversations with the Lord. You say, well, that's just called praying. No, it's more than praying. It's beyond the prayer. It's beyond the prayer. But let's read on. Amen. It says, hear, I beseech Thee, and I will speak, and I will demand of Thee. Declare Thou unto me. It said, I have heard of Thee by the hearing of the ear. He said, but now my eye seeth Thee. And, you know, he heard with the ear, but that's not enough. So many people today hear with the ear, but they don't see with the eye. Amen. You know, you look out here, and I was talking about those stars a while ago. Those seven were set there. And they was eternal in their socket. But all of those stars that are still in the midst, because if you was to look at that through a telescope, you would see more than those seven stars. But you see those seven bright ones. You see those seven. Those others are not in a socket. That's just churches that have fell by the wayside that are just allowed to be in that constellation. Can you say amen? There's been so many come and go, but thank God I'm allowed to be in that constellation. Thank God I know who I'm influenced by today. Thank God that in Revelation 10, when He come down, set one foot on the land and one foot on the sea, He brought me an open book. Can you say amen? I have the open book. I was influenced by the angel. Can you say amen? Was you influenced by the angel to go and eat the book? Amen. How many believe Enoch was influenced? Amen. By God's voice to build a pyramid and build it so perfect. Amen. That the scientists, that the world today wouldn't even understand how it was done. But he built it with the spoken word of God. He was influenced to take what he saw, what his revelation was, and put it into action. I'm ready to put my revelation into action. Satan, you're a liar and you're the father of it. I look back. Brother Jeremiah, I'm influenced by Rahab. What about Rahab influences you, Brother Mendel? Because she had a token. She let that scarlet thread down. And it was considered a token for what? To save everybody that was in the house. Amen. It was her token. And he said, I look back on, and I listened to a man named Joshua that had a scripture one time that said, I was glad when they said, let us go into the house of the Lord. Can you say amen? I was influenced by a man named Joshua when he come up here and he said, okay, everybody, he said, y'all follow us across this river, but said, don't get too close because you've never been this way before. I'm going to show y'all. God's going to show us something. He's going to take us over here to a city. And we're going to walk around this city 7 days. At one time each day, but said on the seventh day, we're going to walk around it seven times. And on the seventh time, we're going to shout. Amen. And you know what? I don't believe there wasn't an Israelite that didn't shout. I don't believe there was one of them that wasn't influenced to shout. And when they shouted, they seen the result of what God could do. They seen the result of what an influence can bring upon a people that's hungry for the Word of God. To take thus saith the Lord and recognize who they are and come down and let God be God. Can you say amen? Amen. Amen. That mighty angel come down, set 1 foot on the land, 1 foot on the sea, and he had an open book. It wasn't about Revelation 10 and 7. It was about Revelation 10 and 1. Can you say amen? Because that's the one. Revelation 10 and 7 was for one person. And that was Brother Branham. And he done his job. He done what he was supposed to do. But my job was to take the open book. My job was to take the open book and not only take it, but eat it. Amen. Knowing what I had to do. To be influenced. That angel influenced me to go and take that book and to eat that book. Eat it all. Knowing it'd be sweet to the mouth, but bitter to the belly. Knowing that I had to go and preach it again among kingdoms, nations, and kings. Amen. Knowing that this Word of God is mine to believe. Knowing that this Word of God is mine to manifest. Knowing that this Word of God is mine to influence somebody with. Can you say amen? Ain't you glad that you had an influence on somebody? If I didn't have an influence on somebody, there would be something wrong. Amen. But you know what? We need to recognize our day and this message. We need to recognize that we have the greatest influence of anybody. Any child of God in this world. Can you say amen? Job sat there. And God spoke to him with things that Job could relate to. Because he spoke to him with the word. Not only was God speaking to him with his word, he was telling him where he had it written at. Amen. He was showing him where it was written at. It's written in this constellation. It's written in this constellation. It's written in that constellation. Can you say amen? And I began to read and I began to think and God began to show me. He said, look here. Job and him was always looking at sky. You very seldom hear about where Job was looking from beneath. He wasn't looking at the earth. He would look at the clouds. He would look at the sky. He would look at the stars. He would look up into the heavens to get his understanding. Can you say amen? I'm not looking beneath today. I'm not looking to AI to bring me an understanding today. Because let me tell you something. You can talk to that phone right there, Jeremiah, amen, and ask it questions, and it'll give you a spiel of what it is, amen. It'll send you things that you sometimes you don't even ask for. You like you can look at my phone right here, and it's got a lot of pop-ups on it, amen. That's AI sending me stuff, but there ain't but one thing that needs to pop up, and that's the Holy Ghost inside this right here, amen. To be able to preach, thus saith the Lord, amen. To be able to bring the Word of God and lay it down in such a way that it can inspire someone. Because with influence comes inspiration. With inspiration comes influence. They work hand in hand. They go hand in hand. Because when I read where somebody else has done, where God done it for somebody else in the Scripture, I know that He's going to do it for me. Why? Because Hebrews 13 and 8 says what? He's the same. Yesterday. Today. Glory. And forever. Glory. He's the same. Thank God He doesn't change. That's the greatest influence we can have on somebody is to not ever change. When the world changes, we stay the same. We stay on the same path. We stay on the straight and narrow. We keep it in the middle of the road. Amen. He is the Lord of lords and the King of kings. Can you say amen? I love Him tonight. I'm going to close here in just a minute. Amen. And just let God be God. I know it's probably short, but I love Him. But I love Him. And I don't want to overstay my welcome. Can you say amen? I don't want to, let me wear out my welcome. That's what we call it down in Kentucky, wearing out a welcome. He's good. I'm looking forward to Brother Spivey in the morning. I'm looking forward to the fullness But you know, when we begin to look into the Word of God, it's such an influence. This Bible. You know, the world is influenced by different versions of this Bible. Different versions. If you got your Bible on your phone, you don't have just the King James Version. You got all kinds of versions. And they put that on there to influence you away from this. And you say, man, you got to have a strong one, because if you ever read any of that other, it makes it sound real good. So simple and so easy. And it is easy for a believer. But for an unbeliever, it's hard. I don't need nothing to make it easy, because I'm a believer. It's so simple. See, people say, I can't understand the these and the thous and the thuses. Amen. You ever heard that? Amen. I can't understand the these and the thous and the thuses. Well, it's just simple. It's just plain as day. Amen. God said it. I believe it. I say amen to it.
Amen.
Every word. Even that's in between the lines. Brother Childers said we need to learn to read between the lines. And I thank God that I was influenced to read between the lines. Because you can't see a lot of this stuff. You can't see yourself in there unless you read between the lines. You can't be influenced by Gideon's army unless you can read between the lines. You can't be influenced by King David slaying a giant. Oh, it's a Bible story. But when you read between the lines, you can be influenced to know that there's not a giant you can't overcome. That there's nothing in this world God hasn't delivered you from. Can you say amen? To be delivered. See, three Hebrew children. You know, that's a great influence right there for young people. They called them three Hebrew boys, three Hebrew children. They've been called that for ever since I can remember. Young people facing things. But you know what? They had an influence with them. They had an influence called Daniel. That taught them how to pray. That taught them how to seek God. That taught them how to stand on the Word of God. That taught them not only that, but taught them who they were. Because when the king said, bow down or we're going to throw you in the fire furnace. They said, whether our God deliver us or not, we're still not going to bow down. So he throwed them in the fire. And they come out. Amen. The old king rose up and looked in there and he said, Lo, did not we cast three men bound into the midst of that fire? He said, but Lo, I see four. Loosed, walking around. Hallelujah. I see their influence in there with them. Get them out of there. Get them out of there. Come on, church. He's still with us each and every day. You know, when it said they're looking, he sees with his eyes. I told Brother Spivey coming up here, I said, you know what the eyes are, don't you? The windows. To the soul. What he saw wasn't for his flesh anymore. It was for his soul. What I'm seeing today is not for this flesh anymore. Oh, it's going to be changed. It's going to be changed and just like that. Amen. But it's what it's got. It's for what's on the inside of the inside. I'm here to tell you today, church, I got one of the greatest influences waiting for me over yonder. It's called a theophany. Brother Branham said, when you recognize this message as eagle food, you've heard from your theophany. I'm influenced by it. When I hear this message and I recognize it as being for my day and my hour. Now, I can hear a lot of word and it not be for my, and it can be for my day, but it ain't being preached that way. It's still being preached as a historical message. They still preach my God as a historical God. A God is of yesterday, but my God is a God of today. He's a God, not a God of the dead, but He's a God of the living. Amen. Amen. That influences me. That's my influence. Can you say amen? Thank God for men that have stood. Thank God for that man that has stood and studied and talked to me when I was when I wasn't fit for nothing, but talked to me and helped me through situations and things, spoke to me, told me what the Lord would tell him. Influence. That's an influence to me. Furthermore, you're an influence to me. Church, you're an influence to me. When you can raise your hands, the words that are coming out of my mouth, not my words, but His word, when you can raise your hands, the words that are coming out of my mouth, that's a great influence to me.
Amen.
Ain't He good? Amen. I love Him tonight, and I appreciate Him. Amen. And I'm going to close. I've been a little bit over 30 minutes. Amen. And I'm glad to be here tonight. Glad for the opportunity. And I might have made a mess out of it, but it's an eternal influence. It's an eternal influence tonight. Because my type looked into eternity. He looked out there in them stars. And he saw them sitting there. And he knew that even in my day, I could still look at those same stars. I can see the same one. Do you know? Let me just say one more thing. Can I say one more thing? The three wise men, they saw their star. They saw his star before he was ever born. They saw it, and they started walking toward it. I seen mine. I've experienced my theophany, and I'm walking toward it, and I'm going to step into it. I got a vision of it. The Bible says where there is no vision, the people perish. Amen. I got a vision of a well person. And I'm walking toward it. I got a vision of a person that's not old and hair falling out. I got a vision of a 20-year-old out there. And he's walking toward me too. We're going to come together one of these days. Oh my, that's the influence that I have. That's what keeps me pressing on. Amen. Thank God for a wonderful wife. Thank God for a wonderful pastor. Thank God for a wonderful elder that's willing to ask me to come with him, and I'm glad he did, because I have thoroughly, thoroughly enjoyed myself. I love you, and I appreciate you. God bless you.
You know, the more you look at this, the more you see, the more you want to see, the more you want to see, the more you see, you can never get to a point where you got it all. I was listening to Brother Mendel, and I was thinking about the stars, because he kept hitting on the stars. I said, you know, and it took me back when you said the pyramids, they're eternal. And I thought, whoa, but you know they are, because the pyramids, the Word of God. And heaven and earth will pass away. But His Word's not going to pass away. And then I started thinking about it. I said, now that those stars and those planets that are up there. And I like that Enoch sat and he looked at the same stars that we're looking at. And he could read them. And we can read them. Brother Brown. We can read those things now. Brother Branham said, you know, the scars. He said that was God's first Bible. It started out with the Virgin, Virgo. And he went all the way around the Leo the Lion. He said that was God's first Bible. And that Bible's not going anywhere. That second Bible's not going anywhere. Those pyramids aren't going anywhere. And I was thinking, I said, those stars and the planets, all of those influence the earth. They all have an effect on the earth. If you look at the way the moon acts, it influences. The tides are all influenced by the setting of the moon. And so, if you look at us, we're influenced by something. What are you influenced by? I want to be influenced by the thing that's eternal. I want to be influenced by the thing that created the stars. Amen. I want to be influenced by the thing that created the pyramids. I want to be influenced by the thing that created Jesus. Amen. You said Jesus was created. He had a birthday. Yeah.
He had a beginning. I want to be influenced by the things that are eternal. The things I just named are eternal. All of those are going to be here when this whole earth gets burned off again. All those eternal things of God are still going to be here. And matter of fact, everything that was influenced by that first Bible will be here. Everything that's been influenced by God, and you are an influencer. Influencing one another. I was thinking about Esther. I'm closing. I got about a few little bit. I was sitting there where he was preaching. I was thinking about Esther. And you want to know how your influence works. Esther was raised up to do one thing. And she was influenced by Mordecai. And he was influenced by God. And Mordecai knew exactly what the king wanted. Nobody else did. So Mordecai influenced Esther to put on what the king likes. It wasn't even Esther who liked it. She said, this old drab, this thing. But Mordecai said, don't worry about it, Esther. Don't worry about that, Esther. I got this. Because when what I'm telling you is going to influence the decisions that the king makes by what you're wearing, by how you conduct yourself, and that influence that you have, Esther, nobody else can do it. And Esther thought, well, maybe somebody else can do it. And Mordecai said, for this cause, but for this reason were you called into this world. And the bride at the end time, little Esther, she is here. And we are going to influence the very resurrection of the dead. For this very reason were you raised up.
Amen.
Oh, put on what the king loves. Be influenced by the prophet. Everybody else, they put on whatever they wanted. They put on the Baptist. They put on the Methodist. They put on the Catholic. They put on the atheist. They put on everything under the sun. But the king ain't after all that. You got to hear Mordecai. And Mordecai tell you, put this on, dress like this, believe this, stand here, do this. Mordecai was influenced Esther, and Esther turned around and influenced the king. Oh, my.
We've had our Mordecai.
And he's told us how to dress. Put on serpent seed. Put on the Godhead. Put on one God. Put on the coat. Put on the seven church ages. Put on all these things that everybody else said, the key, I didn't want that. But we put it on. The bride has made herself ready. Oh, now she's stepping on the scene. And the king's up. Woo. She's wearing exactly what I had in my mind from before the foundation of the world. She is wearing what I wrote in the stars. She is wearing what I wrote in the pyramids. She is wearing what I wrote in Jesus Christ. She's got the whole dress just exactly right. And we're standing here veiled in the very thing that the king wants.
Amen.
Now we're influencing the whole thing. Now we're influencing. We're binding. We're loosing. We're telling the dead, come on.
Amen.
We're telling the living it's time to combine the living and the dead. It's no longer two, but we're one. There's only one body. There's only one bride. And we're influencing this thing. Whether you know it or not, your belief and your faith and your revelation is what you're dressed in. And that belief and faith and revelation is going to influence the end of this, end of the whole thing. He's going to wrap it up because the king wants to take us to the house. We're dressed now. We're dressed now. Now the spirit and the bride, we walk around and say, come on. We're doing the work. We're doing the talking. We're doing the binding. We're doing the loosing. We're doing everything ourselves now because we made ourselves ready. We know who we are. Esther, she knew that she was the only one that could walk in the king.
And we're the only one that can walk in and influence the king. We're the only one. I like that. Thank you for coming. Eternal influence.
I mean, all that was going through my head. I said, the stars are eternal. The pyramid, when you said that, that's what got me started to think about that. The pyramids are eternal. They are. Because the pyramid's the word. Because and what comes to my mind, because see, I fight myself a lot. I don't know, y'all don't do that. I fight my tradition. I'll let y'all know about mine. I sit there and I'm saying to myself, pyramid can't be eternal. And you know what comes to my mind? That Bible that you're carrying under your arm. That's going to burn when the world burns. That's eternal. I thought, oh, but the word won't burn. The Bible will, but the word won't. Because the word is God. The pyramid is God. The stars are God. Lord, prepare me to be a sanctuary, pure and holy, tried and true. With thanksgiving, I'll be a living sanctuary for you. Now, we're going to sing that. That's in the key of G. But before I do, they did announcements? No. I didn't hear none.
I enjoyed that, Brother Mendel. Something to think about and chew on for a good while. So, some announcements. So tomorrow we got another church service at 10 o'clock. We got special visitors. My brother Spivey preaching tomorrow.
Amen.
And the Yaps will be here with us too.
Amen.
But don't forget, after service, we're going to have a little get together, a picnic, and a fellowship. So keep
casual
that in mind.
Day?
And it's casual day, yes, for those, because you never know what we might get into out there. You know, and play some volleyball or something. But we'll have a good time. So come and be expecting. Church pitchers coming up. On the 22nd, and Brother Tony Ajarabisa will be here that Sunday with us.
Oh, that's right. We had an
hour. We're
going
to have to put that on there, but Brother Tony will be here that Sunday as well in our church pitcher preaching for us. And then this coming Wednesday, Brother Norod, Ben Norod will be here preaching for us, so keep that in mind. And then October 4th is a church bonfire.
See why I don't do this?
And then we know we've got the trip where we're going down to South Carolina. Some are leaving Thursday, some are leaving Friday. Get your money into Brother John by October 1st. I think we got it covered.
Okay, yeah. So at least through it. The 1st of October.
God bless you.
Amen. And keep praying. I was invited to Brazil, but I ain't going. because I'm supposed to be going to India, and then Brother Tony, June called me last night. So he's planning. So you pray for India. Pray for me. Don't pray for India. Pray for me. We might. I think we're going to be taking that trip. So keep that in your prayers. And we got end of the year's coming up. New Year's coming up. So keep that in mind. But for now, let's just handle today. And come back in the morning. Brother Spivey will be here, burning the place down. So come prayed up, ready to go, and we'll see if we can make it to the cookout. we might get raptured before the cookout, which is, I'd rather be at the marriage supper than at supper here. No offense, sisters, but it's coming. Amen. Key of G. Lord, prepare me to be a sanctuary, pure and holy, tried and true. Yeah, with thanksgiving, I'll be a living sanctuary.